The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Nikita, hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Fabulous, as usual.
Fabulous. What's happening?
Well, trying to take it easy. You know, it's Tuesday, so I'm like, okay, let's just see what the week has to offer. Seeing what's happening in entertainment news, what's going on.
There's a lot happening in entertainment.
It's busy. Busy.
Everybody's launching this, dropping that, dropping bombshells. Charlie Sheen, for instance.
To be honest, I'm not surprised, actually. You know, that guy always plays Russian roulette with his life, whether it's tiger blood, whether it's prostitutes, drugs, the works. So I don't actually feel sorry for him. I really don't. People are like, oh, shame, you know, my thoughts and my love and prayers go out to him. I'm like, dude, listen here. You know, he's no saint.
No, of course
really
he isn't. I mean, look at the character that he played in Two and a Half Men. If, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, Charlie Sheen is set to go on the Today Show to talk about and disclose that he is, in fact, HIV positive. He is going to talk about that. Apparently, it's undetected. So from what I've read online, he has been positive for over 2.5 years now. And he's been on, not treatment per se, but ARVs that has now made the HIV positive strain undetected. I don't know all the intricacies around that. So maybe if anyone is listening to this and they know, you can let us know, shed some light on that. But so that's big news in Hollywood. And his girlfriend is standing by him. She's supporting him, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with.
Is that the porn star one? Because I can't keep up with him and these chicks. It's insane. Ooh. But even his ex-wife, well, let's say ex-wife, Denise Richards, she already knew that he was HIV positive and that she got tested as well when he was cheating on her. And she was tested for every disease that she could, you know, because shame, you know, he was Heidi Fleiss's big time client once upon a time. So, you know, like sure. I said, the Sheen is very naughty between the sheets.
Yeah. So that's the big news in Hollywood. And then in terms of week gone by, what was your week like, friend?
Actually, funny enough, we had an awesome time there at Jen's actually book launch. Yep. It was a bit crazy. It was nice to see like her journey, how far she's come. And I think maybe she's taking the day off. That's why she doesn't want to see us today.
Well, we'll get to where she is at the moment. We'll play a little bit of a sound clip from where she's in Cape Town. But we'll play something that she sent through to the studio for us to play out. She was at the Spectra premiere in Cape Town last night. So she caught up with a couple of the people and the guests in attendance there. But we'll get to that in a bit. But her book launch, yes, like you said, it was amazing. The turnout was fantastic. Everyone was there. You know, the who's who. If you weren't there, you were missing out.
Exactly.
And I'm very, very proud of her. You know, she performed. She was up on stage. She looked amazing. She looked happy. And it's a big deal, you know. I think she was really nervous to put the book out, but I'm sure it will be a huge success.
I'm also sure. You know, kudos to Jen for putting that out there. And, you know, a lot of people can learn from her. And I think we can always do what we can with social media. There's so much going on. So, you know what? Don't think you can't ever do it as well.
Yeah. Then I also went to the Sansui Summer Cup launch, which was quite cool. That's happening next week, Saturday. Yes, next week, Saturday at Turfantine. Danao Mukhetsi was there. Chris Christopher from Isidingo fame was there. Stevie French, Jay Anstey, Tamron Jardine. Everyone was there and they're all going to be part of it. It's pretty much like the July of Joburg.
So everybody should get their best dresses, art, hats, and ready for the horses. Yeah, get some betting.
I'm going. The theme is more Jersey. So I think you should give me some tips because I'm really clueless when it comes to this stuff. I'm not going to lie. I really have no clue.
We're going to have to have like a brainstorm session or something.
Can you please put something together for me? And next week I will model it in the studio for you. Okay.
That sounds like an idea.
Okay, so let's get to what Jen was up to in Cape Town. Like I said, the Spectra movie is dropping. I think it's this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
I also think so. You know, it's a big movie for the year, the new James Bond installment. I think it's probably going to be the last time that we see Daniel Craig.
Please, I hope so. He bores me to shit.
Well, let's hopefully. I think the movie's not. It's going to live up to the name. I'm sure it will.
But they're going up against The Hunger Games.
Yes. May the odds forever be in your favor. I love that.
Jennifer Lawrence at the movie premiere in LA last night. Wow.
Smoking, eh?
Dior. Dior did her good.
Oh, it did.
Oh,
she's gorgeous.
Tweet a picture of that. Let everyone see that.
Let's share that.
Okay, but let's get to what Jen was up to in Cape Town. Let's see who was at the Spectra premiere.
Okay, well, we're at the Spectre 007 James Bond premiere in Cape Town. And Gabby's going to tell me what she thought about the movie.
Do you want the truth or do you want the lies?
You can say the truth. This is the buzz. Jason and Nikita don't mind.
Let's just say I spent a good 2 hours and I'm never going to get them back, but I'll forgive everyone for it, I guess. I don't know. It's not what I expected. He didn't push any boundaries. He didn't go all the way out. It's like, oh, Daniel Craig, you're giving up. What's going on? What's going on? And also, you fight, you kill somebody, and then, ooh, let's make love. How old are we? 12? Come on, fam. Let's get this shit fixed. Hey, we need to get that shit fixed. Really, we do.
Thank you, Gabby. Now, Jasna Zellerhoff, what did you think about the movie? There were quite a few references to South Africa. They even had Cape Town and Chaos. What did you think of? Oh,
be careful, Jen.
Oh, shame. I'm sorry. I know. Well, sorry. Okay, yes. You can, Adam, you can tell me what you thought about it. All these references to South Africa in the movie.
Who are we speaking to?
We're speaking to the buzz on Cliff Central.
Oh, wow. We're speaking to Gareth.
Yes.
Sadly, he wasn't here. He was stuck in Joburg, clearly.
Yes, no, but we've got Jason and Nikita who we're talking to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so tell us what you thought about the movie.
What's always amazing when you have an international film and there's a moment a South African reference comes on, the whole crowd goes wild.
Yes.
Forget James Bond defeating the villain or marrying the girl. Table Mountain did it.
Cape Town comes in. Yeah.
Table Mountain did it.
Yeah. And Jasna?
I thought it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. And obviously, I like the Cape Town references. And yeah, I thought it was a really good one. I liked all
that. We're having stirred, not shaken martinis.
Jasna's going to be singing the theme tune on her long drive home to Durbanville tonight.
This is Jen Su. Back to you guys, Nikita and Jason, from Cape Town at the Shaken Not Stirred 007 Spectre movie. You do have to check it out, though. I have to say, the South African references were a lot of fun. So definitely the movie's worth checking out for that.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you. So, that is Spectre. It seems like there are mixed reviews, and I guess we'll have to see what the reviews say as well, in terms of what the newspapers and the broadcasters and our... I should just welcome her in the studio.
Yeah.
Tembisa Mdoda.
Hello, Cliff Central. How are you guys doing?
Good, and you?
I'm good.
Good. So you were talking about Spectre being, or you're a Bond fan as well.
I am a diehard Bond fan, you have no idea. So I'm afraid to go see this one because I don't want Daniel Craig to ruin it for me. But I also have to go and see it because I'm such a Bond fan.
Regardless of it, you just have to. I'm feeling the same way. I'm not even going to look at the reviews. To be honest, I don't give a shit about the reviews. I just go make up my mind and then be like, yes, no. I don't wait for somebody else's opinion on it.
Yeah.
But did you see the first one with him in it?
I did.
And?
I ended up not watching him. I watched the bad guy mostly. So I don't really have an opinion because, okay. You know.
So you just shut off to him.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay, well, I don't know. You guys can report back and let me know. I don't think I'm going to go and see it.
You're not going to watch it? Mm-mm. Wow.
No, you have to. It's just one of those things.
I'll wait for it on Box Office or William Nicol.
Really?
What a traitor.
No. I'm going to watch it in theaters because I don't think you get that same feeling if you go, you know, if you watch it at home versus the big screen. Like, that's my happy place. It really is. Just don't talk during the movies because I will get management to kick you out. I've done that before.
How's this? Sure, no. She's laying down the law.
Listen, you don't spend money for people to disturb you and to have like catch-ups in the theater. You know, don't do that shit. Go to the coffee shop. I'm there to watch it, so don't disturb me if you see me in the movie house.
Okay, just let me know which movie house you go to so we don't go there.
No kids allowed, no talking or, you know, loved up couples. Yeah, no cell phones. Well, luckily there's never really any cell phone signal in there.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So that's okay. Anyways, that is our movie review brought to you by Jen and us and Spectre. Bond, go see it if you want to. If you don't, like me, be careful. You will get shat on by everyone around you. And but welcome to the studio. Like I said, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you, guys.
Exciting time for you as well.
I know, right? I'm pretty excited.
Let me do this quickly.
What?
You'll hear it right now. Let's do this because.
Thank you. I've got greasies now.
Not only was it your birthday yesterday, congratulations on another year of life.
Thank you so much. I'm alive.
You're alive. Singing Celine there. I'm alive.
Woo.
breaking out into song. Okay, so what I'm talking about is OPW, yes. Our Perfect Wedding. Yes. You are the new host of one of the biggest shows on TV.
I know, right? It's insane.
Insane. I don't even think it covers it.
You were talking about getting goosies just now. Look at me getting goosies.
Like, it's insane. I have to pinch myself every time. It's such a great, great show. And the numbers are impeccable. Hey. And I'm like, Thembisa, girl, you up for this, hey?
It is huge.
You know, it's huge. I'm so grateful. You have no idea.
Okay, so tell us about the audition process. How did this all come about?
Look, let me start from the beginning. I auditioned for the last season.
Okay.
And
we're going into season six.
We're going into season six now. I auditioned for season five. They called me up. They called my agent and said they want me to come through an audition. And I went through right up until the last round. And then they announced Aya as the host. And I was like, oh, dear Lord. Really, Jesus? You know? And then they called me again. I'm like, should I go? Should I not? Like, my little heart can't take this.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I really want to do the show. It's the epitome of who I am, just about love, like generally. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to get this bloody job. And then
you're constrained there. Yeah.
I went. I went through about two rounds of auditions and then I waited for a while. And then, and when we launched The Road and the head of channel at Mnet and Mzansi Magic came up to me and he's like, hello, you know, welcome to the channel. I'm like, thank you so much. I'm so excited for The Road. But I got the feeling they were speaking about something else, but no one ever really told me anything. Ooh. So I went home and I was like, I'm going to pray for this job. Next day I got a call saying that I got the job.
Ooh. Oh, that's amazing. That's like such a cool way. You're like, did I get it? Yes,
did
no,
I get it?
Maybe.
Tonight? What's happening here? Somebody tell me something.
And also, what I find quite interesting about it is that you auditioned for season five. So yes. You've been through the whole motion. You knew
everything.
Exactly what was coming up.
Yeah.
How different was the audition process from season five to season six, especially for you as someone who is a creative soul? So let's be honest, us creatives are emotional people.
Very
sensitive.
And are sensitive. Yeah, exactly. So when you go there, were you just like, well, you know, I'll do what I have to? Or did you just give it like 150%?
I was a lot more nervous auditioning for season six than I was for season five.
Okay.
I think this time, I realized I wanted it that much. So I over-prepared. And when I got there, literally everything I prepared went out the window.
Yeah, of course.
And Thembisa kicked in and I just went with it. And then I was like, oh my God, how did I do? Then they called me back. I'm like, thank God. Over-prepared for that. And I do feel like I nailed it because I think I went in there saying that I'm going to be me in all sense of the word, bad and good. And they know what they're going to get when we start working. Okay. And I told myself, you know what, guys, I'll see you on set. And yeah, the rest, as they say, is his story.
His story. It's her story.
Her story. Yes.
On Mzansi Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. And I think the show is... it's just so refreshing to have a new format or a new something on our television screens.
Yeah.
And I think this is it. You know, it trends every week.
It does. It's insane,
if
guys.
You're not watching it, you're missing out.
Yeah.
And if you... I know there's been times that I'm not home and then I'm on Twitter, then I see it. They're like, oh my word, did you just see that? I'm like, where's the TV? I need to see what's going on. Like, you have to... You know, you get FOMO if you're not watching it. You really do.
But now the thing is, because a lot of people commentate, and I'm sure during the first four or five seasons, mm-hmm. you yourself were a commentator.
Yes. I commentated on everything because I just love it. You know what I mean? I mean, I wasn't really negative.
Okay.
I'm not a negative person on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, that's really who I am. But I would comment on certain things, what I find funny, what I find lovely, whatever. So, yeah.
So you're not going to... Are you allowed to commentate now?
You are.
Okay.
You are allowed to. It's just that most of the time, we are on the road, basically. Get it? On the road.
On the road.
Yeah.
If you're not on the road, you're on the road.
You're on the road. Yeah. Exactly. So most of the time, we're on the road or we are at a wedding on a Sunday.
Okay.
So I have to just watch it on catch up. It's difficult to commentate on Sunday just like everybody else because we are at a wedding shooting. Because we work every weekend. So
how many episodes are you shooting then for this season?
I don't know. I'm actually on my fourth now, going on my fourth.
Oh,
so I've been shooting
really?
For a while.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, okay. So what do we have in store? You can't tell us too much.
Oh, not too much. Maybe like, what can we really look forward to? Or is that, or something that really stands out?
Yeah, I stand out, darling.
Of course
you do. That's why you're the host. Hello.
I think you can look forward to a lot of funny moments. I don't know how to fake the face.
Okay.
So my reactions are like right there. I can't even, I don't even think about it before. So you're going to see all those reactions. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I can be so daft and be like, what is this? You know, some funny moments. But I think more than anything, I bring an element of storytelling to a perfect wedding this season. As a storyteller, I think I owe it to myself and the viewers to get more out of the couples, the in-depth stories that you wouldn't necessarily see in the season.
Yeah. Because I think people don't understand until you've actually been involved in the wedding or the planning of it, or like really see what the craziness behind it. So I think, like you said, it's a story. You have to tell the story.
Yeah.
And then people will know or be enlightened by it.
Yes.
Not to think it's just a bunch of crazy bridezillas.
Exactly. But you know, also another thing is this. We only get about how many 40 something minutes to tell their story, so it's better to give the viewer a lot more so that they can make up their minds, so that they don't find certain things funny that are actually really not funny.
Yes.
I mean, some things that will happen maybe to a dress, for example, I see it happen at the location, but the viewer can't see it. They just see the final thing, that the dress is not ready and the bridezilla is going crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that story, we need to tell those stories. We need to be able, also their background story, how they met and all sorts of things, and the deeper story, exactly how they met, with who was he, with that person and that person. And I think I love to know, to get to know other people. I love telling their stories. I love telling my story. I love to talk, as you can see. So that's the elements that you're going to see in season 6. It's going to be hella great and hella funny and so inspiring.
Because it is such an active social... Say hello to Periscope, by the way.
Hola.
We're broadcasting live on Periscope, so you can check that out.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so everybody can see your face as well.
Oh, my God.
You look beautiful.
Really?
Arves.
I can't... what?
So it is a show that is very active social media-wise as well. Are you going to be documenting some of those and then releasing, you know, the backstories of that episode as well? Because that's also important. You know, you say, you talk about the dress not being ready, and then all of a sudden you can actually see that as a little webisode or a Periscope or something like that.
That's a great idea. Hmm. We document everything on set, take videos and pictures, etc., so that when the episode plays, then we're able to show maybe the backstory on Twitter or on Snapchat or on Facebook or Instagram, just so people see what we go through, like behind the scenes. Like sometimes my shoe will get stuck while I'm doing an interview and I'm sitting there like, and I'm supposed to do a walk and talk. I'm like, okay. So, yeah. I'm like, guys, cut, really, my shoe is stuck. I can't move. You know? We have those things. And I was like, goodness. Sometimes when I walk, I literally trip and I fall. Because you walk away so much on the show. You talk to a joke, bye, let's go. You know, let's go. I trip and I fall sometimes, guys, and I'm like, Tim, is that really? Like, really?
The glamour of the entertainment industry.
You know,
yeah.
There's no glam there. You know, guys.
Unscrewing her shoe out of, like, between the both.
Yeah. You know I mean? I'm walking, trying to talk and walk and multitask. Yeah, you see, I would actually just fall.
Yeah, you see, just make it graceful. Be like, oh no, I'm pulling a Cinderella move to leave the shoe there.
Imagine that, guys.
So this episode or this season will start in January, I believe. Eh?
Beginning of January, yeah.
So there's no break for OPW.
There's never a break for OPW, which is why they change hosts every season. I was actually shooting the same time as Dumi. That's what happens every season. So it's just the format of the show. Also, they feel that it's such strenuous work. You are on the road. I did it again. Every single
the
weekend.
The road is every single Sunday. When is it?
It's on Monday to Thursday, 7:30.
We're going to talk about that one. Don't worry. We're getting there.
So we're on the road literally every single weekend. We don't get to see our kids much. Sometimes we do voiceover stuff during the week. It's a lot for each presenter to go through for so many weeks. So I think the format works. And each season it gets a fresh new outlook. And I love it.
I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be amazing. And I think it's going to be entertaining, because I think you are an entertainer. And I'm going to be looking for those episodes where your foot is stuck in a wooden bench
just a
or something.
Glimpse or something.
Yeah.
We'll know. Because you'll see it on your face.
You'll see it on my face. Trust me. Because you're like, and you're trying to smile, but you...
I'm stuck.
No. It's stuck. I can't move.
So are you nervous as well in terms of, you know, what people say? Because let's be honest, Black Twitter, don't hold back,
play.
Eh?
Yo, I sit there and I'm like, guys, are these real people or are these bots that were sent to give people a hard time. Of course I'm nervous. I'm very nervous about it. But I think I need to handle it the same way I've been handling my life, with the utmost respect for me, my family, my children, and the show that I'm working on. And I think the more I do that, the less really I give a flying...
This is uncensored. You can say whatever you want.
Okay, the less I just give a damn about people who have negative things to say.
Yeah.
I mean, as an actress, as a performer, you do take criticism. But we've seen what people can do to people on social media. Yeah. It's horrible. So, yeah, we all talk. We all gossip. I mean, really, that's the facts of life. It's up to you what you decide to do with it. Mm. And I've really decided to just chuck it out the window.
That's true. Sometimes you just can't fight back these trolls, because they're just there and they just want to stir up so much like negativity.
Yeah.
And you just can't buy into it.
Enjoy it. Yeah. You won't. They enjoy it.
Yeah, they want the reaction. Yeah. So sometimes it's just best to just let hate
last week I had a very, I don't know, okay, so basically what I did is I commentate during Idols, because Idols is a big show and I watch it and I commentate, and that's what I do. This is what's the industry I'm in. I'm a journalist by trade.
Yeah.
So I gave my opinion and I said, I think Matema is amazing and I'd love for her to win, but I'd love for either of them to win because I think they're equally as good.
Yeah.
But I just think Karabo has been more consistent throughout the weeks. This person came back and was like... hating on me.
But
hating.
What is wrong with that? No, it's not like you said anything bad.
No, but I just said, like, I didn't mind. Even her tweet was like, this is inappropriate for the time, or something about
kids
being
up. Yeah, she said the kids
up.
Are still up and everything.
And I was just like, I still went back to it and I was like, huh? What have you been doing
that's
online, Jason?
Yeah. And then she said, just leave it. And I was like, yeah, let's just leave it. Let's just. She's been drinking. She's been drinking.
Clearly.
Yeah, just very weird.
Yeah, you can't answer that. You just keep it moving. You can't. You just keep it moving.
I just block. I've had people who've told me that I'm uneducated, that I'm sexist, this. Oh, the works. It's crazy. You get weirdos out there. So just don't buy into it.
But you know, that's the thing about social media, is that now people have become attainable. I mean, for example, you would not even be able to touch Brad Pitt, but you can tweet him and tell him shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's now it's easy for them to tell you, ooh, girl, I hate your thighs. Okay. If there was no social media, would you walk up to me and say that?
No, never.
Do you know what I mean? Because you know I'd punch you.
It's almost like, yeah, exactly.
Would you?
They don't have...
I
think the best word is maybe even scum, if that's the correct word. Like, they don't actually have any of it. They just go up to you. Like, would never do it to your face. But
they would never.
Oh, no, on social media. That's why, like, this one is like, it's not your news to share. You don't share it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's true.
True.
It's true. Okay, so The Road.
Yeah.
That's your other big project.
Yes.
There's so many. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them at the moment. The Road is on Mzansi Magic Monday to Thursday,
telenovela. 7:30. Yes.
With some of the biggest stars in TV as well.
I know.
Hey, you guys
it
are.
Is
you don't mess around.
Incredible. It is incredible. The casting is amazing. Gutona did a great job. But with every bomb production, though, they put on a stellar.
Isabaya. I mean, hello.
Hello.
So maybe it will become a soapy itself.
Yes.
Oh, so there's talks maybe, yeah? It's on the path. It's on the road.
It's that good. It's that good. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so what is it about it that you love? I mean, do you watch it as well?
I do. Okay. I watch it. I try not to watch myself, hey, because I'm so critical of my work. You have no idea. But I need to also better myself as an actress, to see where is it that as a viewer would I be irritated by Thembisile, and as a viewer would I be irritated as Thembisa as an actress, so that I can get better at my craft. I hate the word craft. It's so overused by people who have no talent, but sorry. I need to look at it, but I love the story. It's never been done before. It's literally two storylines at the same time, and they take time on each storyline, so it's taken a while for people to follow, but I think it's just been worth it. It's amazing, and it's about to get insane. My character alone is just about to go through some other shit.
How many weeks do we have to wait for that? Or is it
not
coming
long,
like now?
Not long.
A Christmas special, eh?
Yeah. It's not long.
Okay.
She's
juicy. She's just complicated. Thembisile, she's stealing money this side and smuggling this side with the bosses. And she's got a child as well. And she's a makeup artist. And she's the gossip monger of the office. This girl is so busy. I don't know how.
So
she's
completely opposite to you, besides being a mother, obviously.
She is. Which is why it was great for me to get this role. It's very different from me. Even her dress sense is non-existent. I wear all stars on the show for the first time in my life. I've never owned a pair.
So you're a heels kind of girl.
I'm a heels girl. I mean, I wear like Tommies because they're very girly and okay. Super good and things like that.
All stars, but not so much.
Yeah, no, those Chuck Taylor vibes, that's not me. But this is her. So putting on those her clothes and those shoes, it changed even the way I walk, even the way I speak. I mean, it's such a great thing okay. to get onto that set. Because
I always take my hats off to people in the entertainment industry or actors and actresses because who play characters that are completely different to who you are. Because it really shows that side of you that you like. For me, I'm kind of shy by nature, so that's why I do this radio thing because it takes me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And you talk to people live on air, and you can't mess up once it's out there.
It's out there.
You can't pull it back.
You can't take it back. Yeah. So you know, it's kind of like channeling that person that you kind of want to be, or you kind of like have thought about being at some point in your life, but you don't know how to get it out. So you know, being an actor is probably the best for that because you can bring that character out.
It's great. Also, you get to experience so much as someone else. You know, all those things that you like, oh, would I ever smuggle stuff into the country? You know what I mean? You can't do that. You got to go to jail. But she can.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. Telling stories and telling other people's stories is absolutely amazing. And when you get such a great reception and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's really amazing.
Fantastic. So what's happening in 2016 for you as well?
Whoa, my goodness.
So you got OPW. The road will continue for a bit.
The road continues. I'm going back to theatre as soon as I get the time. Okay. Because that's really my first love. That's what I majored in drama school. And a great project just came up like right now. And they've been working on it for 2 years. They cast me 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Sure. And finally, it's going to go on at the Old Mutual Theatre. And it's called Situations. It's a six-hander. It's about relationships. It's amazing. So I can't wait to get back to theatre. I'm going back into the studio. I did start singing a bit with Kabomo. And so I'm going back to studio.
Just Kabomo.
So I'm going back to singing as well. I mean, I think if now, when? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what I'm at right now.
Plus, you have two of the cutest little boys.
My God, they're amazing. They were speaking Portuguese the other day. I'm like,
I know, I saw that tweet. I was like, how does that happen?
She's like, alô, mama, como está?
Oh, okay.
She's Portuguese.
What's that boy say? He's like, no, Uncle Frank. So I was like, oh, okay, because their driver's Portuguese, so he's teaching them.
Okay.
So I was like, what that boy is that?
So just extra lessons on the
yes,
road.
Yes, you know, on the road. That sounds like, oh my God, but it's very cute. And then yesterday they just woke me up at 6:30. They started singing happy birthday before they went to school.
Oh, that's the
and
best birthday present.
It was so amazing. Yeah. I was like, my day's going to be good now.
How old are they?
They're 3 and a half now.
So they're full of personality.
Full of personality.
It's like when, like you said, like the individual personalities come
out,
and they just—they're just ready for the world. They, you know, they don't have—they're not cynical like us.
Yes.
They don't care. They just go out there and do it. And I think that's like the most adorable age. Like, I love his little personality.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they say the sweetest things as well.
They do, and they say the most funniest things. That's why I always have to. I'm like, I'm gonna write a book of all the things that you guys keep saying to me, and then I'm gonna give it to you to read, just to remind you of the stuff that you used to say, because they say the most darndest things.
And do they love their little cousin?
They are so in love. Oh, I have to tell you, they now refer to Alake as baby Alake.
Okay.
And they are not babies anymore. So if I say hello, my baby, no, I'm not a baby. Alake is a baby.
Yo.
Oh, okay.
And literally when they see him, hello baby Alake, mommy, baby Alake is crying, baby Alake is this. So I was like, they have to reiterate that
he is
the baby now.
Ooh,
we
Shem.
Are not babies, but they are so sweet together.
Oh,
so
bless,
beautiful.
Man. And he's a cute kid as well.
He's so cute.
You guys have
and
good genes.
So
what's up
well
with that,
managed.
Oh, really?
So well managed. Like, he'll never go crazy. He's so beautiful.
Oh, awesome. Okay, listen. So we have to wrap it up, unfortunately.
No.
But to wrap it up, I brought you a present.
Oh,
chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're the sweetest. So
oh, my Lord.
I don't know which ones you want, so I just bought you both. There's a new one, Ferrero Rocher. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Rumor has it on this day you were having your birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you so much, guys. I've had so much fun.
It has been cool.
Awesome to have you.
Kumnanda Cliff Central.
Come back anytime.
Yeah, I will.
Anytime.
That door's always open.
Imagine I just sit here every single day.
Oh, no, we don't mind. I don't mind. You can
You back?
Or should we commentary like, no, Nikita, don't do that. No, so please don't.
Listen, where do we find you on the social network?
I am Thembisa on Twitter, T-E-M-B-I-S-A. Thembisa Mdoda on Instagram, T-H-E-M-B-I-S-A, M-D-O-D-A. Same as Facebook. I have a page now.
An official fan page, yeah. Yo, you don't seem sold on that one, eh?
It's so much work, that thing. You must be posting every single day.
Your fans, they know. They're like, where are you? We're watching you. We need you.
Yeah, I'm loving people out there. I've been so amazing. They've been so great and so supportive. Awesome. Do you know what I mean? Like, we can do it, guys. We are those people. Sometimes we're not, but look, we are those people. We're supportive. We love each other. And we keep punting and saying, go, you know, you can do it. At the end of the day, we're all human.
Everybody and you're good. Makes us and you're happy.
Yes, and I'm good and I'm happy and I'm amazing. It's a great time to be me right now.
There you go.
Great time to be alive.
Great time to be alive.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Coming up in just a bit, we've got the guys from Benchmark. They're going to step into the studio in a bit. This is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com, 11 to 12. Thank you for joining us.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
There you go. It's a little bit of Justin Bieber right here on The Buzz. It's called Sorry. Sorry. Sorry for the other song. We have to cut that one. Guys, Benchmark, hello. Welcome to the studio.
How you doing?
We good. How are you?
Yeah, we nice. We're nice, man.
So what's happening? How's December?
December. I just
dropped a month there. How's November treating you guys?
It feels like December.
It does, hey?
Yeah.
Come a bit closer to the mic. Don't be shy.
All right.
Okay, so our guys from Benchmark are here in studio. What's happening?
Oh, man. It's all good, you know? Actually, we were like from the studio right now.
Oh wow. So we just caught you just in between there.
Yeah. Yep. You know, there's no sleep out there. So.
What are you working on? Are you doing some new music? Are you putting the album together, EP? What's going on?
Like right now, we really are focusing on making the album.
Okay.
Like yesterday, we were just discussing how we're going to tackle everything. So we're busy doing that right now. That's what we're working on.
And what's the direction you're going in with this one?
Just, you know, like we have to express ourselves the way we want to express ourselves. You know what I mean? So it's a thing of, we're just discussing how the sound is going to be like. What sound are we trying to achieve in there? Like, you know, how are we trying to like tackle the songs, collaborations? Who are we trying to work with and stuff like that? So, yeah, it was just the whole planning thing.
Okay. So planning is going well, but in terms of collaborations and that, I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah, do you have any big names already, or just or is it now just up in the air, just ideas of who do you want to collaborate, or is it all like top secret at the moment?
No, like at the moment we're just focusing on Benchmark.
Yeah,
you know, like we're not like planning to collaborate with anybody like yet. You know, we're just trying to find us. That's why we were discussing the album yesterday. So let's create a new sound and see what happens after. That's what we're trying to do.
Because hip hop at the moment in South Africa is probably the talk of the town. Let's be honest. Casper's elevated this genre to what it is. You know, he filled up the dome. Let's be honest. He put it out there. So do you guys feel the pressure to kind of follow in his success, or do you need to kind of recreate the genre in terms of how you see it going further on in the industry?
I feel like stars are aligned for people differently. You know what I mean? That's how his stars are aligned. He was supposed to do that. You know what I mean? And every other rapper is going to have their own path. They're going to like make history in their own way with something else. You know, it doesn't have to be like a filling up the dome type of situation. It can be anything. You know, there's just always that one thing that's going to happen. And this is it right now. This is that dome thing. But what I'm saying is everybody shouldn't just be on that, oh, I want to follow in that like that path. And I want to, you should just create your own. Don't compete, create.
So you guys have been in the industry since 2008.
Yeah.
It's a long time. How do you keep relevant, number one?
Actually, we've been making music.
Okay.
We've been
not Benchmark. As Benchmark.
We've been Benchmark since 2008, but we were not like commercially.
Yeah, okay.
We were still trying to get in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So that's a long time as well.
That's a long time,
And now we're in 2015, the end of 2015, 7 years later. So how do you keep relevant?
Keep working. Keep working, keep giving the people what they want, you know, give them music, And good music, obviously, because they're not going to mess with you if they if it's some cuck out there, you know? Yeah, they want proper things. But so, like, that's why we spend so much time in the studio and everything, to just to perfect our craft and give them us, you know what I mean? We can't give them something that's copied from somewhere. We have to give them us, and they will know when it's genuine.
That's how you stay relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
By being you and being genuine about True. Everything you do.
Yeah.
You can't be copying other people or doing some gimmicks.
Just people will call you out on it. They
yep.
will.
Yeah.
People are not stupid anymore.
We were talking about social media.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
True story. You don't have... there's no longer this... You still have the publicist, you know, that you've got to go through the publicist to get to this person, to get to that person. But now you got Twitter as well.
Yeah.
If people don't like it, they're going to tell you straight. Yeah. That is cuck.
But now I feel like for celebrities and everything, or artists and whatever, it's better. I mean, like, you could have something in the newspapers and it's probably lies, and you could just talk to your fans directly and be like, yo, guys, this is this and that is that. You know what I mean? And your fans could be like, yeah, you know, we knew that was a lie. You know what I mean? So they will follow your story and whatever. But I feel like back in the day, you couldn't do that. The paper's out. You can't say anything.
I suppose more accessible to your fans nowadays.
Exactly.
Which is nice. So it's not that there's a barrier. There's no touch. Exactly. Well, there's like no wall between you that you think, okay, I'm above you type of thing. You're on the same level. And I think that's what makes fans happy about it, about interacting with I suppose some celebrities don't even really man their own Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have people. You can see when it's not real.
It's so machine like, get my song next week.
All these scheduled things. But I'm sure, like, you guys don't do that. And also, just coming back to the name of your group, you know, you called Benchmark. And I know, just looking back on it, that you guys set your own standard, you got your own sound, and you just speak about a set of skills that you say that some hip hop artists don't actually have nowadays, that doesn't come across in the music. So what skills are you actually talking about?
Okay.
Like you said,
yeah.
We're gonna go back to being ourselves, you know, telling our story. You know, like, music is about you, how you feel. You know, that's why people we're not alike.
Yes.
You know, like, telling your story, people can relate to it. Like, there's people who went through what you went through. There's people who can relate to that. You know what I mean? We're not just doing music just for clubbing, just partying or whatever. We're doing us. That's why we're going to stay relevant in our music, and that's why we're different. That's why we're setting that benchmark, and that's why we don't have competition.
That's a good way to put it, eh? No competition. And you have the bar so high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I have to ask the question, though. Why do you make your name so complicated, guys?
We're artists.
You got to have that creativity, yeah? So it's B, and then it's... Number three, N-C-H-M-A-R-Q.
Not the K.
Why Q?
Why Q? Quality.
Ah, okay.
Look
like
at
that.
You guys. That wasn't planned, eh?
No, I just freestyled.
But that was
right
really clever. You see, so you're freestyling.
Yeah.
So do you freestyle, you guys? Can we put you on the spot?
Back in the city in Pretoria, we used to just mess around in the corners, but then freestyles are not easy, hey?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a writer than a freestyler.
Oh, is it? Okay. So is that where your strength is?
Yeah.
Writing.
Because we're in the studio, we're like, we write music, you know what I mean? And when we rap, like, we put so much in it. You could edit so many things while you're writing it. But when you freestyle it, that's like, you cannot edit it anytime. Like, if you said,
you said it.
What's the point?
And although your mind is like, what the if can I just say? But I just have to wing it. Just go through with it.
Yeah, but it's I think it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing when you see people actually do it. And, you know, they just falling onto these words, and they can actually make them, you know, work together and make sense and everything. It's exciting.
I don't, to be honest, I also, I don't know if
you
I'd
could
ever
freestyle
be,
if you wanted
no,
to.
Geez, I swear. I don't think so.
Okay, let's teach her.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on Periscope for you guys. So everyone out there, say hello to Periscope.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Periscope?
Yeah, hello.
That's Benchmark.
How you doing?
That's
how you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
And now they're going to teach Nikita how to freestyle.
Okay.
Oh,
sort
okay.
of.
Basically. Okay, right. let's say some points.
Or even just how to rap.
Yeah.
Rapping 101.
Okay, here's how it is, right? Let me just give you like a word, and you going to like make a sentence, right?
Okay.
And then you have to rhyme with that word that you ended with in the next line.
Oh boy, this is a lot of thinking.
No, it's not. It's like, okay, like this, like, all right, I'm out here chilling. I'm about to have something like an orange. But anyway, I woke up this morning and I just had porridge. Like, you know, like, you're just making words rhyme, but you have sentences before that last word. Someone to give you a word now. Yeah, but you gotta make sense.
Yeah, it has to make sense.
Yes, that's the beautiful part. So I'm gonna give you a word. Okay. And you're gonna make it rhyme.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
TV.
TV. Yeah,
TV.
It's so simple.
TV. It's so simple.
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw a blank here.
TV. Yeah. Say something. TV. Yeah, and so then say TV. Something. Make it rhyme with TV.
Maybe TB.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's see.
You're bad.
So sitting here watching, watching TV, watching Charlie Sheen on the TV, seeing that he's got like HIV. I don't know what's happening with that shizness.
That's the one. That's the one. We have a new rapper in the studio. Everybody, clipcentral.com.
Nikki C.
Yeah, Nikki C.
Okay,
so you have to really just make words rhyme when they don't really rhyme.
Yeah.
Or just give it like a tone. Like you just say like a tone of voice.
You know, like Jay-Z can make words that don't rhyme rhyme.
Yeah. Yes.
He's so talented with that.
Yeah.
He can do that.
You see, that's what wouldn't be like high school English where you have to like assess it and try and make your own words.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't, but...
How about Jason though? Why is Jason escaping
yeah,
this?
Yeah, Jason always...
No, I can't multitask.
No, yeah. That's his
I'm periscoping. I'm good at this.
That's his excuse.
Yeah.
Like, he just throws me in as the guinea pig
slick
all the time.
Guy.
So,
he's yeah. a slick guy.
That's why
I'm the manager.
Exactly. He's just the manager, cameraman, and he's just like, yeah. Oh, no, Nikita just got there.
Do your thing, do your thing. You even gave you a name now, Nikki C. No, that's good. That's
so we've
good.
Got loads of people watching this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this was
sure.
Up.
We've got 10 people watching right now. They're all
people,
digging
what's
this.
Up?
So they want to know what's happening for 2016 with you guys.
The takeover.
Yeah, that's the takeover.
Is that what the album's called? Or you still got a working title?
Well, there is a name, right?
Yeah, there is a name.
We're just gonna keep it for now.
Yeah.
So when is it actually set to launch? Is it the beginning of the year? What we can face?
Like honestly,
we're
not in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to work on the album. We're just gonna lock ourselves in the studio. Like after the interview, we're going back to the studio. That's what we're gonna do. Like the whole week, we locked in the studio. That's what we're gonna do.
Yep. So do you eat, sleep, and everything there at the studio?
Yeah.
Sometimes you do eat, sleep. For
oh,
dinner and sleep.
Sometimes you sleep
or
on
you
the
just,
floor.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you just find a corner there. Could you say if you locked in studio? Yeah.
And there's no beds in the studio, by the
no
way.
No beds, yeah.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. You know, it's business. It's not true.
You know, it's not home. So
You're not supposed to feel comfortable.
You're supposed to work.
You're supposed to work.
So how long do you actually see yourself sitting in studio? Do you guys put a time frame on it?
No, you never do that.
You just take
that.
No, I'm just asking in terms of, you know, sometimes studios, if they have booked other people or how does the whole process, you know, I'm not a musician, so I don't know how the process
This is the label studio.
Yeah,
so
our
studio.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay,
so
I suppose that's the best that you don't have the pressure to produce and you don't want it so that you don't hear something and be like, nah, you know what, we could have worked on it more.
True story.
True.
So then with the album now, are you going to have a set number of, let's say, hits or songs that you're going to put? Or for now, you're just going to be like, you know what, guys, we're going to wing it, just see what we can produce and then take it from there?
Yeah, well, right now, we had that thing where we have, okay, let's just work on music. And some songs become that thing of, oh, this could be a single. Mm. You know what I mean? We just lock ourselves in and be like, let's make music. Oh, this beat sounds nice. At that time, we inspired to write for that beat. We do that. And if it feels like this could work for the masses, then it's going to be out. You know what I mean? But right now, we're just working on songs. We just don't want to say, okay, let's make a hit.
Mm.
That is... the biggest mistake you could do.
Yeah, you can't chill and say, let's make it heat.
No,
It will come.
Yeah.
Because I normally say it's an art form.
It's an art
when
form.
You work on it, it will, if it needs to be a masterpiece, it'll become a masterpiece. Don't
True
set
story.
The exactly. bar so True high story. And be like, oh no, this is it. And then you release it and people are like, what is this?
But you know, like sometimes you can hear a hit from just playing the beat.
Mm. Yeah.
Like from the first go, the first 10 seconds, you can hear, okay, this is going to be
it.
And
this is it.
This is it. Yeah.
This is it.
And you know, sometimes like artists have this problem of thinking, oh man, this is a hit, but it's a hit to them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That also happens. Like you're like, oh man, I swear this is a hit. You take it out, then people are like, oh, that's cool. That's a nice song. Yeah. Hey, have you heard about Charlie Sheen? So it becomes something else, you know?
Well, that's why you have the record label there that everybody has to listen
everybody,
into it.
Yeah.
So they have to get their input and say, okay, this is the first single we think that you should put out.
Now,
and
actually,
how you feel towards
actually,
it.
You know what we do, right? In terms of the creative process, everybody's there.
Yeah.
You know, so we make the music together. You know, if we need to make changes, we make changes right there until everything is perfect. Yeah.
Because, you know, with pop artists, that's what they do. you'll have 100 million people in studio, right? Mm-hmm. For just one artist, for just one song. And that song will take about 3 to 4 days maybe.
True story.
Mm-hmm. Mostly. Just for one song. Mm-hmm. And when you hear it, nah, that song. Out in the sky,
and it's really nothing.
Yeah. Going, yeah.
You're
gonna
think
you hear that?
It's
you're like,
simple.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's for 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. 4 days. 4 days.
And all you hear is up in the sky, we gonna die, or something like that. You know
and
what
they
mean?
Have like 10 writers on the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, for,
and
for
all
those
production.
Powerful two lines.
Yeah. Now I did see a comparison. I don't want the Beyonce fans to come and like. Hate on me. I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm asking for it.
Potato's gonna have you.
Be careful here.
But there was just a comparison of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody versus Beyonce's Girls Run the World or Who Run the World, and how many writers there were versus which song, and how many days it took to record. And that Beyonce's song had 9 writers. Obviously, Queen had 1. And I was just talking about the quality of the song, and I was like, oh, I just left it. I was like, I'm not even gonna share this on social media.
Yeah, if
I
you know what's good for you,
the beehive
for the stands. Yeah.
That's just the example of how music has changed, that sometimes there's so many more writers on it, and I think that's where you actually lose like the authentic self of the of the musician, of your talent. I think it gets lost there.
Okay guys, so we have to wrap it up because we're running out of time, but I want to play one of your songs.
Okay.
So it's called Get Lit.
Yeah.
And just before we wrap it up, how do we find you on social networks? Because I know Twitter, your numbers are there, but your Facebook, you've got the numbers you've got big numbers.
It's
there
crazy. Because you know why we started out there, like that's what we were pushing like hard, because Facebook is so easy to push than Twitter. Twitter is like too many cool people out there. So if they don't care.
But also Facebook, it moves so quickly, so like through the tweets you miss a lot of this stuff.
Like
so,
Facebook can stay there for days. You can go back to it again,
and when people
and also
comment
the thread, then it says someone commented again.
That's how we actually got a couple of numbers there. But then Twitter, we're still learning, we're still seeing, we just don't want to say something, next thing we're out there being had on Twitter.
Okay, so benchmark number 3 NCHMARQ
yes,
at Twitter, and then on Facebook.
No, Facebook is the same thing.
Okay,
and then on Instagram, you just add SA
at the end. Yeah, so at it's like benchmark SA.
Yeah.
Are you doing some videos, just kind of teasing people of what's to come with the songs? You should do
that. Yeah, that's cool though. We kind of have like videos, but then now like they more on Facebook, you know, and people like them, and sometimes on Instagram.
Instagram and Facebook.
So nice, people like them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Please introduce your song.
This is like, the song.
This is the biggest song in the country.
Trust me right
but
now.
But only in this room.
Charlie Sheen is going to love it.
Kill it. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
That's Benchmark right here on The Buzz. So we have to wrap it up. But friend, what's happening for the rest of the week for you, events-wise?
Oh, events-wise, I'm actually going to... Well, we have... What's his name? Jay Something. He's going to be launching...
Another project of Jay Something.
I know. Yeah? I feel a bit stalkerish at the moment with Jay Something and Mikasa. So
we Jay stands.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So we're going to see what he's launching and what he's going to be a brand ambassador for. So I'm really excited to see...
Boardman's is involved. I think it's cutlery.
I also think so. I think it's something he's going to show off his skills, or I don't know. I think that's interesting to see. And then actually on Thursday, we've got TLC Entertainment. They're bringing out a big star. And I mean a big star. So
She'd be big
if you know Whitney Thor. So she's the famous Big Girl Dancing. So I'm actually going to be doing a dance class with her.
Oh, really?
So that's what's going to be happening.
That's cool. Will you periscope that or just film it?
Okay. No, I'll definitely be sharing some pics and see what she has to say. What about her new show? And it's going to be really exciting. I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
I'm also excited to see this video.
I'm a bit giddy.
It has to be video, okay? Don't come back here if you don't have video.
I know, okay, fine.
No
so
excuses.
If I'm not here next week, then you know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today on The Buzz. It's been awesome hanging out with you. Thank you to Timbisa and to the guys from Benchmark. We will be back next week between 11 and 12 on Cliff Central, and you can download the podcast as well. It will be available in about an hour's time, so go and check it out on the website. Just search for The Buzz, and yeah, that's it. That's where we leave it.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.